Clap, clap. One clap action. To start. We're live. We're not live.
We're not live.
God, I fucking hate that. I did it. I did it. I hate when Miles does it. Nah, I did it.
Yeah. Well, we are live right now. But the podcast is not air live.
Yeah, it's recorded live.
Yeah. And we do go, yeah. We have like a live premiere on Facebook.
Which is hilarious when people try to comment directly thinking it's actually live. Even though somehow when we take breaks, it just swooshes into the through the break.
Yeah.
People think we're time travelers.
I'll comment sometime on the premiere video, and people have to be thinking like, I didn't see him on his phone. How was he replying into this live video? Anyway, social media, weird world. We're in it.
We're in it.
South Dakota, meth. We're on it.
Hey, that's Matt's home.
Careful now.
Matthew, how proud are you of being from South Dakota and being on meth?
Well, there's plenty of reasons to be proud of being South Dakota, but I gotta say the meth one does take the cake.
What's the second best part?
The second best part? Corn Palace.
Over
Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore is overrated.
You know what's absolutely the most underrated part of your entire state?
What's that?
Wall Drug.
Yeah.
Wall Drug is the finest establishment in this entire country.
Ever been?
I have.
It's
how
the
many
shit.
Times?
Once, just as a child.
Oh, really? Of a child's amusement park than anything.
A little bit, but I'd love to go back as an adult.
Yeah.
No, it's fantastic. It's the epitome of the American dream.
Nice.
I love it.
That's where it peaks.
Yes, this podcast not presented by World Drug. It's presented by Brio Smokeless Fire Pits, Ryan.
Ooh.
It is chilly AF. It was
big time.
29 degrees when I got in my truck this morning.
Frosty.
Start
the truck.
I did. Luckily, I didn't have to scrape because I astro started the truck. Didn't have to scrape. We're not to scrape weather yet.
I had to scrape once.
Oof.
What I do usually, though, is I just overnight, I'll just let the Brio run inside my truck.
It's perfect.
Because it's smokeless. It's not going to stink my truck up. I don't do that. Please don't. Don't take that advice for what it is. But yes, Tyler, it's Brio season.
Has been
for a while.
I don't think there's ever going to be a season that's not Brio season, because if you think about it, this winter, not a lot of people are having fires in the winter.
Yeah.
You should be, because the Brio is portable. You can pick it up. You can bring it wherever you want. So I have a proposition. How about we take it ice fishing?
Oh, God damn it. I was literally just going to say that. On a great day where you're going to be fishing outside, why not just start the fire, cook some glizzies on top of
it. Right.
Keep the hands warm, because when you're fishing outside, you can't have big ass gloves on. You gotta be nimble. You're moving around. You're shooting the Vexlar in this hole, that hole. Start the fire pit up. Get her going. It's not gonna melt a hole into the ice.
No, if anything, it'll just melt like an inch into the ice.
Yeah,
and then it's stable.
Yeah. So if you're on 2 inches, then you'll be on 1 inch, which is still fine.
Yeah, you're good.
Again, don't take that.
Don't
for
take
what
that
it
advice.
Is. I will only fish. I'll only ice fish on me. 5 inches or more.
I was just going to say 5 is my minimum.
There's guys that go 2.
And it's got to be 5, like, at the lowest spot. It can't
Correct.
Be, like, 5 in some spots, 2 in others. It's got to be 5 at the thinnest.
Yeah. That's a story.
Besides, yeah, but also, like, the Brio being smokeless, the smoke won't scare the fish away. Everybody knows fish have wonderful noses. So you need to make sure that the fish don't smell the smoke, get scared away. So put your Brio on the ice. You're going to stay warm. You're going to stay scent free. And you're going to stay full, because you can cook on those fuckers.
Yeah, and honestly, just throw it in the ice house. You'll have plenty of room for it.
Yep.
You could probably even stack shit like inside the Brio.
Use it as storage.
Correct, yep.
Bring put it in the sled.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
All you need is wood. You don't need any propane or anything like that. So.
Yeah, so yeah. Head to brio.co. That is BREE.CO. Check them out. Yeah, well then.
They piped that the wrong f***ing way.
I'll call the clubhouse. We'll book another 18 for tomorrow.
Okay, they cheated on that. They fluffed their balls.
Yeah, no better time for the breakfast ball than now.
Breakfast ball. It's like a puzzle.
Okay. I have said that I'm not going to talk about this anymore, but I'm going to.
Every week.
Things are looking up for me, and I'll tell you why. The net situation was not working out great at the office here, because I can't hit real balls, and I can't get the real feel for good ball contact here at the office. Very loud.
Yeah.
Kind of a distraction. So I brought it home over the weekend. And I'll tell you what, I have made my money back in range balls tenfold already. I probably hit like 200 to 300 balls in the matter of like an hour to 2 hours. It's kind of like the Herb Brooks thing. It's like, again, again.
Except you're alone.
Except
and
I'm
you're
alone.
The only one yelling again is the demons.
Correct. Yep, the demons inside of my swing that were yelling
yeah.
at me. But things are starting to come full circle.
Are they coming full swing?
Full swing. Full swing simulators. Huh? Not a sponsor.
Yet.
Would be great to have one. Here's the thing, Tyler. I really regressed in my warm-up in terms of the lesson that I got before the Pine of Palm, which I wanna blame that on my bad play.
Can you?
I regressed to that, and I think I dialed in where I was going wrong. So I went back to the beginning, and I went half swings, half back, half forward, half back, half forward. Ball contact was way better. I did try a couple full swings, and I don't know. I think I just have to transition out from the full swing.
You're an old man now. Welcome.
But the power generated on the through swing is now good, and I think I can still hit my clubs within 5 to 10 yards of what they used to be with a full swing,
mm-hmm.
with like 3/4 swing, whatever that may be. So all I had to do was go back to the lesson, take what I learned there, apply that to my swing on the net. I would say 80 to 90% of the balls I was hitting, great ball contact.
That's also what you told me before the Pine to Palm too, though. These lessons, Ryan, were not a blessing. They were a curse.
But there's a reason that this has all happened to me.
Because you took lessons.
Nope. There's a reason I took lessons.
Why?
I don't know why that reason is.
You were playing the best golf of your life.
Well, kind of.
You were. You literally shot the best round of your life the weekend before you took lessons.
Yeah, I also shot the best round of my summer, the qualifying round of Pine to Palm.
Yeah, didn't you take lessons after the qualifying round, before
no.
the competition round?
Nope. I took them before. That's why I can't blame it on that.
I can.
So I just wanted to give you a quick update. I think it's important because I am currently the guinea pig for other people who are going through this. So don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to talk to somebody, okay? Because this is a...
Unless it's a golf coach, be afraid to talk to them.
The last week or so, Tyler, I'm like, there's this guy on TikTok. His name is Mac Boucher.
Brother to Bobby Boucher?
Could be Bobby Boucher. It could just be fate that Bobby Boucher, his cousin Mac on TikTok.
This is going to be a stretch.
It could just be, you know, I'm a big Adam Sandler guy.
Uh-huh.
Has no correlation to Happy Gilmore, but a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
It could just be fate that this guy needs to be my golf coach, my online golf coach.
Did you slide into his DMs?
No, but I'm going to soon.
Okay, what's the etiquette of DM sliding for golf advice compared to trying to hook up with someone?
Well, no, I'm going to pay him. Like, if like he offers...
I mean, you could technically pay them the other way,
so
too.
So he's technically like, he's like, God, this is being weird. He's kind of like a prostitute for teaching golf lessons. Like, you're paying him to give you lessons.
Or
is that how that works?
Prostitutes are just sex coaches that you pay. Let's get out of this.
Okay, back to it.
Yep.
I might get a golf coach for this winter.
You can't golf this winter.
Yeah, but in terms of just dialing swinging on the net.
Okay.
Because I have a full golf academy.
Is he here?
No, he's in Canada.
So you're going to go to Canada for golf lessons
in the middle of
winter.
It's going to be video. It'll be video. He'll break it down via video.
Okay.
So you're going to send this guy a Zoom link and just set up your laptop in your garage. And
no,
say,
I'll record my swing and just send it to him.
Oh.
And then he'll break it down. He'll say, hey. Because I've done that with like personal training before. I've had an online coach for probably two, three years.
Okay.
I mean, as you can tell.
Yeah.
So.
I thought that just went without saying that you...
No, so I've had coaches in different things before, and you can do that remotely. It's not like...
Yeah.
But anyway, if you were looking to take your game to the next level, which I am, always am, getting a golf coach is not... don't be scared to do it. Don't
be scared.
Because the money you spend on a golf coach is going to save you money from losing to your buddies in the future.
Not... Ryan, I love you, man. But...
I love you, man.
You started playing bad after your lessons. You were the best of us. Until you took your lessons.
Yeah, so now I need another lesson
to
work my way out of it.
Matt, help me out here.
I mean, I
What do you think about this, Matt?
I really like where your head's at.
Thank you.
I think like you're like actively trying to fix the problem rather than just like avoid it. You're not sticking your head in the sand. You're trying to address this. But at the same time, I also think you could be overthinking it just a little bit. Like, is there any shame of just like calling it a winter and just waiting till spring comes around
no.
and see what happens there?
Not for me, no.
There's no shame in that?
There is shame in that, yeah.
No, that's what 90% of golfers do. And then they come out.
Because I think about how many times we go to the simulator in the winter. I probably go at least once a week.
Yeah.
So the issue is still going to be there.
Yeah, but the simulator in the grand scheme of things doesn't matter.
You know what I need? I need a coach and I need a new set of clubs. And I'd both of you to get off my back right now.
You need to go and get a back rub, relax a little bit, get a massage, treat yourself, maybe a pedicure. Get yourself.
Side note, have you ever had a pedicure?
Yeah, they're fucking great.
They're great.
Love
them. Bash on them. F you.
Anybody that thinks it's not manly to get pedicures has never gotten one.
You ever had minnows chomp on your toes?
No, not that far.
That's pretty good.
Just Becca.
You have in the lake.
Just Becca's chomping on my toes.
Jesus Christ. Get out of that conversation.
No, I think that's what you need more than anything. You get yourself a nice glass of whiskey, go get a massage, come back, have another glass of whiskey, get yourself a nice, what do they call it? What are the meals that are home cooked? Soul food. Get some soul food. Feel real good. Get relaxed.
Yeah, you know what they'll tell
you? And then not golf for like 2 months.
That's not going to do anything.
It will.
Okay, maybe I'll get a golf coach in 2 months then.
Okay, do that. I would be way more on board with that.
Then you're going to have to take the net away from my house because there's no way I'm going to have to swing.
Yeah, but if I try to take that net from your house, you'll freak out at me.
It's like when you're taking a toy away from a dog.
Yeah. Ryan will bark at me a whole bunch, and then if I get it out of your house, actually get it out, I'll just be whining at the door.
Speaking of whining at the door, Tyler.
Yes? Matt's on the other side of the window.
I'm done talking about this.
Okay.
I'm done taking advice from you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to do what I think is best for me and my life
okay.
and my mental fortitude, and I'm just going to go do it.
All right.
I'm going to come out of this better than ever.
Since you said you're done talking about it, are we going to talk about it again next week? Are you going to give us an update?
Well, no, we'll talk about it when I get a coach because I think that's going to be pretty cool.
Okay. I hope you and Bobby Boucher's cousin work out together. I wish you two the best.
Yeah. Speaking of Bobby Boucher's cousin, Guinness Book of World Record.
Yes. We talked about it last week.
We did talk about that last week.
Yes.
The Guinness Book of World Record longest club throw was 199 feet.
I love that you said was 199 feet. Was 199 feet. Ryan, we went out on a mission. Our mission was to take that record and absolutely snap its spine in half.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
We got him.
If you're listening to this, please just still go watch the video.
Mm-hmm.
Video
comes out this afternoon.
Here's the thing, though. We are not going to tell you who broke the record. Could be me. Could be Tyler. Could be Matt.
I kind of want to tell him, though.
We don't know.
Definitely
okay,
not.
Fucking go ahead.
Yeah, it's me. First fucking try, too. Not only did I break it once, I broke it twice. So here's the thing, though. We have not seen video of this other guy breaking it. We have no idea what kind of rules are involved in throwing a club for the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well,
we did have a set of line. You couldn't go past a certain line, and it got measured to said line. So we didn't like measure it from where we threw it and got like a huge running start or anything like that.
Correct.
We started from a line. We had a legit measuring tape. We had a legit camera crew, and we had a legit marker. Matt was out there marking the spot like you would in a discus competition or a shot put competition. So we think it's relatively legit. I would love to see a video of... Can you Google the guy that won, has the record officially?
Yeah, Blankensop.
Blankensop.
I'll tell you right now. The guy with 199-foot club throw. Zach Blankensop from Florence, Alabama. October 27th. Tyler, he didn't even have it for 1 year. And you took that from him.
Oh, I thought you said someone else broke it?
No. He, October 27th. So this video is going to come out on October 26th.
Fuck yeah, Zach.
So he missed the one-year mark by one day.
Hell yeah.
And honestly, again, I don't know the requirements to submit it to Guinness, but give or take 10 feet, you still broke it.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even tell him how far I threw it.
Also, another note, Zach threw a 3-iron.
Mm-hmm.
We threw 5 irons.
Yes, we did.
Which is less club.
Mm-hmm.
Less length in the club, I believe, I want to say. I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
Club bigger the club.
Higher the number, the shorter the club.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, yeah, we went out, and I fucking didn't even get close. Yeah, I was like 168 feet.
Yeah.
I threw a warm-up. It was 70 feet. I'm like, this is going to be so easy.
Super easy.
And then I threw it, and I'm like, oof, that was tough.
So the technique, like, I was just messing around on the first one. I did it because I thought it would be a funny first throw to just do it like a regular golf swing.
Yeah.
And then let go. But that's the move. So I did that on the first throw, just did a regular golf swing, and then just let go of the club when it was in front of me, and it went 222 feet. So the record was 199. That's 23 feet further.
It was a long throw.
Yeah, you would never be able to recreate that.
Well, then I almost did. My last throw was 205.
It was.
So, beat him twice. So, I came for that ass, Zach, and I got it.
I think I'm sitting about eighth right now. About eighth at 168 feet.
You qualify in the club throwing Olympics.
I'm top 10. I qualified, so now we're going into match play.
Right.
And
we're representing the United States.
Are you going to put your name or the breakfast ball on it?
Well, we'll see.
Are you a team player?
How about I put my name, but then the breakfast ball handle?
Yes, dude. Promote the page with the Guinness Book of World Records.
We'll get 2 followers, and they'll be like 12 years old from the Scholastic Book Fair.
Matt, can you look up just Guinness Book of World Records golf?
Yeah. See what else we can break?
So
yeah.
Someone had sent us a video in the DMs of the fastest par 4.
Oh, that was tight.
Yeah, so here's how the fastest par 4 shook out for these guys. There was 3 guys. One guy hit the drive.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like with his buddies, based off of where he hit, he can probably play shots pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The second guy to hit the iron shot was 10 feet from where the guy who hit the drive, where that ball landed.
Yep.
So the second guy literally walks right into the ball, hits an iron shot onto the green. There's a guy standing on the green with his putter, puts it in. 24 seconds. The record was 27.
That is unbelievable.
Now
we're not going to be able to break that one.
First game, let's see.
There's a ton. This is just their list of golf related records.
Fastest round of golf by a robot.
What?
Longest golf drive by a car. What?
Dude, I saw a video on TikTok of this guy who's like on a highway and he hits his drive and there's a dude driving a convertible that's got to catch the ball in his convertible.
Really?
Yeah.
I have seen that.
It was wild.
I have seen that. That is crazy.
And they got hyped as fuck.
Are you finding any good ones, Matt?
These records are for the taking. All these blank ones.
Oh.
So this is for the taking.
What's longest golf drive by a car? So is that like a...
Do you have to hit it with the car?
I think so.
View this record. Click it.
This record is for the longest golf drive with a car. It is to be attempted by an individual and is measured in meters. For the purpose of this record, a golf club must be mounted to the front of a commercially available car.
Oh, you gotta like whip a shitty. Yeah.
I can barely hit a fucking golf ball.
If you want to get rid of the yips, this is how you do it.
You gotta like come in hot and then like in reverse and then slam the brakes, fishtail, whip around like Dominic Toretto, and as your front end spins around, then you hit the ball with the club.
No one's
got to be
yet.
Mounted to the front of a commercially available car in order to perform the golf drive.
So we can't like
we can't like custom
car,
a car,
but we could take any of our cars.
I have a lease. My truck's out.
I'm trying to think of how you could mount it to the hood of the car and like slam the hood shut while hitting the ball or something along those lines. There's got to be someone out there with a Tesla that can like has arms that come out of the car and fucking hit it for you.
James Bond.
That is commercially available.
Matt, keep looking at some of these because I feel like we could possibly like cement ourselves.
Well, we've already beaten one. We've tried to. There's only one record we've tried to beat and we've beaten it. We're 1-for-1.
Yeah.
This airport has an 18-hole course.
Bangkok, 18-hole course. We just talked about golf courses or golf simulators at airports.
Yeah. Fastest round of golf. Try and go for that.
Four ball.
Four ball consisting of, okay, click on that one. Okay. A four ball consisting of these four guys completed 18 holes in 49 minutes in New Zealand. That's a four-year-old record right there.
Why do people, hey, it's my birthday. What's the hype now? We talked about speed golf and the lady that broke the world record, like crushed the world record, right? How come people are trying to play golf so fast?
I don't know. Like, that's a good point, because I'm trying to play golf slow.
As slow as possible.
I mean, the whole like shtick to going golfing is to just get away from your house and have a couple beers on the course, hit a couple good shots, and come back next week.
Especially with these four guys. These four guys are out there. I'm assuming they're buddies.
Fuck, their wives can't call and be like, "Hey, where are you?" I'm like, "I'm on hole eight." No, yeah, you're done.
Be
it's
back
been 48 minutes.
Be back in 48 minutes.
Yeah. Wait, are you going to golf or are you going to go meet up with another girl? Are you cheating on me?
Seriously, that's why you got to take your time. Just set the standard right away that you're going to be gone for 8 hours.
Keep going down, Matt. Keep finding ones that are actually realistic. Fastest golf.
Largest Grandpa Dave crushed that. Click it.
What is it? Oh, my God. 75,000 golf balls.
Grandpa has way more than that in just his garage.
March of 2003.
Each bearing a different logo.
Oh, wow. That's tough.
Well, that how is that even possible? There's not 75,000 different logos.
Well, yeah, like bank logos and shit.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, keep scrolling.
They would extend almost 2 miles if lined side by side.
Hey, Ryan, here's one you can
largest
go for.
Largest golf lesson. Oh, no, that's not the longest golf lesson, which I'll probably break this year, but 1,000 participants. Okay, keep going,
sounds
Matt.
Sounds like just a golf camp.
Longest golf course. We need some, like, we need
most
some.
Most northerly golf course.
Fastest golf cart.
The Bandit.
191 kilometers.
How fast is that in American?
Let's just hope they say on this next page. It does not. Oh, 118.
That's pretty fucking fast, dude.
Go back,
golf cart.
Matt. Go back.
Dude, I lose control of the golf cart sometimes going 15. Imagine going 118.
Most golf tees in a beard. Look at that photo.
607.
Holy shit.
Joel Strasser, you have my respect, sir.
That's a hell of a beard. Largest golf range, largest collection of golf clubs. Jeez, these
farthest
are
farthest golf shot.
By a flight engineer.
Tyler, I feel like we could go back to like eighth grade science. You know when we used to build volcanoes?
Yeah.
We could go, like, there was one for the largest golf ball sculpture, like 16 feet long.
16 feet doesn't feel like that long.
16 feet is a lot.
Doesn't say it has to be a nice golf sculpture.
That's what I'm saying. We get a bunch of putty, and we basically just mold it around a 16-foot
ball.
Let's
get a 16-foot rubber band ball and paint it white.
Yes, there we go. Or put some putty around it.
Who has the world's... Is that South Dakota, too? It sounds like something South Dakota would do. World's biggest ball of yarn.
We've got something like that. I don't think it's that exact. I do think there's some sort of twine ball record somewhere in the tri-state area.
Okay.
Jesus.
Well, that's good.
Oh, they hit a ball in space.
Yeah, so it doesn't count.
That's bullshit.
Well, it's still going then. It's got to still be going.
It's only gone 740 million kilometers.
Jesus.
Largest
golf
tee.
I feel like we could find
it. That's a water tower.
No, that is a tee. That is a golf tee. Youngest national golf champ. Some of these are
Tiger Woods.
Out of our...
Largest parade of golf carts. That was me and the boys at my bachelor party.
Nice.
There you go.
There's only four
wait,
carts.
Wait. Go back up. Longest golf carry backwards. The longest golf carry backwards, 313 yard. What is it?
What does that even mean?
Longest golf carry backwards.
Guinness site needs to update a lot of
they need
stuff.
To give us some more information. I'm trying to break this record.
We could hack into this website and just give ourselves all these records. This website looks like shit, Guinness.
So is that that could potentially be like hitting the ball backwards.
Yeah,
like
I wish
back,
it would tell
the
us.
Back of your club.
Oh,
like
he
that.
Broke the record himself.
So
hey,
he's
I did
just
that.
Done this one thing.
Okay, anyway, first step, we got to figure out how to submit.
Yes. So if anyone knows how to submit things to the Guinness Book of World Records, we have two camera angles. We have a legitimate spotter. We have a legitimate...
It's all legit.
Yes. We didn't fake shit.
No.
And I can stand by that because I really didn't think we had a fucking shot to break the record.
I did.
To be completely honest.
To be completely honest, I thought I would break the record.
Yeah. Well.
And I, yeah.
Here we are. Oh, if we, dude, if we get a Guinness plaque, that'd be perfect for the podcast.
That would
studio.
Be sweet. And I feel like we will. That'll be like our yep. YouTube plaque that Miles has for 100K subscribers.
Mm-hmm. I would like to officially and formally challenge Zach Blinkensop to a 1v1 club throwing challenge.
Yeah.
So wherever you are, Zach, this is me calling you out. Let's do it.
Boom.
Tag him.
Oh, wait, all right, Tyler, let's take a quick break.
In iTunes.
We're all going to high-five each other because it was group effort. There we go. That felt good.
It was great.
Guinness Book of World Records. Congrats again.
Thank you.
I would like to share that. I'm trying to share this with you, though. I want to like be a part of it in some way.
Ryan, you were my coach.
You witnessed it.
I was the witness.
Yeah.
I will sign off on that and say, hey, this record was broken. I got to find a record to break myself.
Longest golf lesson.
Fastest hole of golf in 5 feet or more of snow.
I don't hate it.
Fastest round. Yeah, I like that.
Fastest round in the snow. Snow has to be at least 2 feet high.
We don't even got to get permission to shoot on a course because there'll be no one there.
Yeah. We're going to ruin the course.
So this is what we'll do.
Fucking frozen at that point.
We got to get a couple runners / track stars to...
She's a runner. She's a track star.
RG3 did that in college football this weekend.
Really?
Anyway, there's two of them. So let's say Matt and I are your runners. We have... Matt will start on the first hole in the fairway, and he'll spot where your ball goes so you don't lose it.
That's going to be the toughest part.
Yeah, and so then as soon as you hit your second shot, I'll be waiting by the green or whatever to see where it lands. And as soon as you hit it, Matt runs to the next fairway.
Yeah.
And we just so that way we always know where the ball is.
Yep.
Then it's a real team effort.
Okay. All right, we're going to find our next world record to break.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the basis of this page. Like, how many records can we break in a year?
All of them. Well, we might have had two because Grandpa – being part of the podcast, essentially, he's on for an episode. He's been in like three clips. He definitely is going to be close to that most golf balls record.
75,000.
You should see the boxes he has in his garage.
Okay. Well, he's going to be listening to this, so he mm-hmm. will confirm how many he thinks he has. If he has like six, if he thinks he has 60,000 to 70,000, we'll make that happen.
We'll get him more.
Correct.
Yeah. Someone's going to have to count all that though.
That's yeah, fine.
And I have a feeling it's going to be me.
It's worth the plaque. It's worth the plaque.
It is, without a doubt.
Okay, let's take a quick break. Be right back.
Let me paint a picture for you here, Ryan. You are, let's say you're printing t-shirts, right? One day you decide to start a golf page. And then that golf page somehow leads to the pursuit of breaking Guinness Book of World Records. You know what's going to be really hard to do, Ryan?
What?
Breaking any of those records on an empty stomach.
Where's the bulk jerky at?
The bulk jerky's right here underneath me. Oh, where did it go? Where did I do with it? There it is. I kicked it. I don't have the big bag. Miles stole the big bag. Here's a regular size bag.
Throw that down on the table. Boom.
Still sounded pretty loud.
Tyler, that is American-made bulk jerky.
American-made all-natural beef brisket jerky, dude.
And I can't tell you how big of a brisket fan I am. I got a smoker. I put a brisket on last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Smoked that baby up.
Mm-hmm.
Ate it for supper.
Mm-hmm.
Ate it for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Ate it for just about every meal. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm out of brisket. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay because I got the bulk jerky.
And do you have the big bulk bag?
I don't. I just demolished the little bags.
We got to get a big bag.
I'm working on portion control, Tyler, so I don't need the big bag.
I get the big bag, so I feel better about myself when I eat a full handful of meat. It's not even a quarter of a bag. I can eat a whole handful of meat and be like, I didn't even have a half a bag. And then people are like, oh, wow, he's really watching his portions.
But also, you know that you're getting your protein in for the day.
Lots of proteins.
Tyler, 1.5 grams of protein
mm-hmm.
per pound of body weight.
Is that what I'm supposed to be taking in?
That's what they recommend.
Huh.
Especially for bulking season like I'm in.
Are you?
Me as well.
Me too. I've been bulking for almost 2 years now.
Yeah, we know. If people have been following the page since day one.
Yeah, dude, when I start cutting, it is over. Bro, it is over.
It is over, man. You're going to be so shredded.
God damn.
I'm gonna put together a big slab of marble and now you're just trying to chisel it into
God
that statue.
God damn right, Matt.
Guys, if you want to reach your fitness goals, if you want to reach... that lowest golf score that you've ever that you've ever accomplished.
Uh-huh.
Bulk jerky is the way to do that.
It is. Bulk has all sorts of shit too. So they don't have just have the beef brisket jerky. They got the Texas Ryan's favorite, the rip and tear stuff.
The dry, like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, give me some of that.
Oh, they've got dried fruits and nuts. They've got jerky for your dog. They have literally, if you want it, they got it.
Birdie loves the dog chews.
I gotta get my hands on some. I've been giving Jack the regular people jerky.
Oof.
Yeah, it's good for him. He needs his protein too. He's bulking. He's gonna start cutting soon too. Jack is my dog.
Birdie is my dog.
Yeah, it's more of a dog name than Jack. Jack's just like a normal dude name. Don't know why I did that.
Yeah, I have a dude.
What?
Doodle.
Oh, Jesus.
Go on.
Go to bulkbeefjerky.com. Use promo code, you betcha, 10% off any order. Get the big ass bag, put it in your fridge. It'll literally last months.
If you're a dad, also easy cop out for supper. Just throw a big bag in front of your kids. They'll eat it. They'll be full and they'll tell mom they had the best supper of their lives.
They'll tell mom, dad made us brisket.
Ooh.
And mom will be like, wow, good for you, honey.
Yeah.
And then dad will probably get some.
Or even if you're getting sick of the hot dogs or kids are getting sick of the hot dogs, mac and cheese, throw some brisket pieces in there.
Ooh, that actually sounds pretty fucking
that's
good.
Really good.
And this, like most jerky, like I said, is dry, but the brisket jerky is super moist and easy to chew. It's not super chewy.
Super
so
moist.
It actually go really well as like mixing it in with something.
I know.
Holy shit. That was genius, Ryan.
Bulkbeefjerky.com. Guys, go get yourself some or get your dog some. Either or.
Yep.
There's options.
B-U-L-K beefjerky.com. Promo code, you betcha. Y-O-U-P-E-T-C-H-A. All lowercase, one word, 10% off. Go check it out.
Tyler, I've gotten into the habit of, like, if I golf early in the morning and I don't have time to eat breakfast, which I typically don't because I wake up at the last possible minute.
Here, here's a bag of jerky.
Yeah, that's, fits easily in the golf bag. There are days where if I'm playing 18 and I start to lag behind a little bit, I'm like, why is this happening? I have the stamina.
Snacks.
I have the stamina to do this. It's because I haven't eaten anything all day. I've been drinking Bloody Marys and trying to get full off that.
Ew.
I can't get full. Get full off that. So I'm definitely going to throw some in the golf bag and just leave it there because it's not going to go bad.
Right.
What's your go-to golf snack if you had to have one?
Oh, bulk beef jerky.
Okay, outside of that.
I'm a big granola bar guy. I love granola bars.
Really?
I eat a shit ton of them.
Cliff bars?
No.
Yeah.
Like straight granola, like Nature Valley, not a sponsor.
Sure.
Like the ones with yogurt on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Classic, simple, easy.
Pop-Tarts.
I'm not a Pop-Tart guy on the course, and I always, always toast my Pop-Tarts.
You know what?
I never eat them raw.
They need to have, and I get this is kind of a country club thing, but goes back to golf innovations that we talked about last week. They need to have like hot dog rollers or toasters or microwaves or something like that on a bev cart.
Yeah, just like, well, they need at least have the rack with chips like some of them do, but all should have it.
Yeah.
You know, like you got a bag of trail mix up there. You got some beef jerky up there. They should have more snack options.
You know, it would be sweet to design bev carts. There's somebody out there who their job is to design a bev cart, the look, the functionality of it, because all of them are different. Some of them have like the tower on top where that's all the booze sits. You have a funny story. I was at a golf course here in Fargo and the bev cart gal, I kind of knew her. One of the guys I was with did know her. I don't know if she was nervous or what the deal was, but she took our drink order. My buddy ordered a vodka... like a vodka with lime juice, vodka soda with lime. And she accidentally put pickle juice in it. Because it looks
what
the
a surprise.
It looks the same in a bottle, essentially. So, strike number one. Strike number two, she drove away without putting the booze back into the cabinet. So, luckily, none of it fell out. I don't know how, but we were like yelling at her like, hey, you gotta put your booze back.
Yeah.
And then... this is like five or six holes later. We saw her coming our way again, and she's hitting every possible hole that you can hit on the on the course. The fucking cabinets are flying open. Shit's flying all over the place. And I'm like, either she's new or
you're
she's
nervous for her.
I'm nervous for her.
No, she's just been sampling the wares.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know. What an escalation of events, though, with the bev cart. But yeah, it would be cool to design a Bev cart. I would put...
We've gone full circle to last week. Instead of Pimp My Cart, we're on Pimp My Bev Cart now. Exhibit comes out. I heard you like Bloody Marys. Here's a tomato patch in your cart.
Here's a juicer.
Yeah.
Here's a... Yeah. The, like, Exhibit is the type of guy who would put a garden on the back of a Bev cart.
He actually would. He would just get, like, a side-by-side, like... Ranger or something, and the whole bed of the side by side would be dirt garden.
Yeah, it'd be a garden.
Yeah,
and there would be pickles and limes and
yeah. I wonder if
tomatoes.
Do you think those two mesh well together? Do pickles and limes mesh well together in a garden?
I have no idea. I can't.
You're our resident green thumb.
That's not true whatsoever.
You literally told us in your interview, like, yeah, one of my favorite hobbies is gardening, especially smaller green fruits and vegetables.
Well, now that I have the job, I can tell you guys that I lied because
Holy
I knew
shit.
That's what you would want to hear.
You lied on your resume, too.
I didn't lie.
Did anyone here not lie on their resume?
I didn't lie.
Didn't.
I never said a single untrue thing. It just, if you asked too vague of questions on your application. You said, list all of the DSLR cameras you've worked with. And I listed every DSLR camera that I had ever turned on.
Unbelievable.
You never asked for experience.
You probably
level.
Went to Best Buy the day before that and asked the guy, no. Like, how do you run this thing?
I actually went to a bunch of coworkers. I was like, hey, can I mess around with your DSLR a little bit today? So
no
I did.
Oh, shit.
I swear to God. So none of them were lies.
It's not like I'm leaving. I'm not taking a videographer job anywhere else. I just like, I think I should just know more about cameras, you know? Yeah,
there was one dude I did lie to, though, but to use his camera. I did said some bullshit like that. But really? The other ones, I was like, yeah, I applied at some other place and I really want to get the fuck out of here. So can I please use your camera so I know what I'm doing?
Well, you did what you had to do.
Yeah, we're here. Now I have a golf podcast with you, Ryan.
Now we have a golf podcast. What's your least favorite shot to take on the course?
My least favorite shot to take, dude. I mean, it depends. Obviously, like if we're not talking like knee deep water, or shitty grass, like a good lie, least favorite shot.
Yes.
Okay. I got it. It's easy. This fucks with me every single time. Any single chip inside 30 yards, that's over sand.
I'm scared.
I'm either too scared, and I sail it over the green, or I try to actually get cute with it and roll it up close, especially if the pin is close to me on the close side of the green.
Yeah.
Then I really fuck it up, or I plop it right in the sand, or I send it way over the green. Never, ever works for me.
Yeah, I was just going to say a sand shot.
Yeah.
To start with. Because here's the thing, every golf course, every range has a bunker that you can practice out of, but it's usually not close to where the range
is at. They're kind of hidden, aren't
they? They're kind of hidden. So you got to go back. You got to, I don't know if you use your own balls or if you bring their balls or what the deal is. I can honestly say I've never practiced a sand shot before.
Me either.
But one thing I have been seeing on TikTok, putting out of the sand.
Yeah, Grandpa does that.
I've seen guys putting out of the sand and being like, effective with it.
Right. Because you don't have to worry about how much sand you're hitting. You just hit the ball flush. And it only works on the courses when the sand has no lip. You know? Like if you got an aggressive lip, you're not putting out of that. But if it's a pretty gradual lip, just spank it out of the sand with your putter.
That is called playing smart. And we are not necessarily known for playing smart.
It also doesn't look as cool.
No.
And that kind of matters to me a little bit.
That's like taking the half swing.
Yeah.
It doesn't look as cool, but hey, if you can hit it straight and maybe 10 to 20 yards less than what you normally do, who gives a shit?
That's why I stuck with the driver for so long, knowing I'm better with my 3-wood.
Yeah.
Driver looks way fucking cooler.
Way cooler, man.
God.
I need to get a new driver.
What is the coolest thing you can do on a golf course besides like a hole in one?
The coolest thing? I mean,
like looking tight.
When you can dick a 300 yard drive, there's no better feeling.
Yeah. Dude, I think the coolest, because especially people can see the entire shot.
Yeah.
Like if there's a spectator, like somebody else watching from a different hole, if you can chip in, because they could see it, like they might not see where your drive goes, you know? They can see you chip in. I think that's pretty baller.
I've only done it twice. And before we even started talking about me chipping in, I'd never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
I did it twice this year.
When I was with you for both of them.
Nope, you were with me for one of them.
Mm.
No better feeling in the world.
I like to think I'm always with you.
A lot of the times.
In your
yes.
heart.
A lot of the times. Yes. What's your favorite drink in the Bev cart?
Probably a John Daly, Arnold Palmer, whatever you want to call it.
Least favorite drink, Bloody Mary?
Without a doubt.
What's your favorite time to golf?
Mornings.
Time of year?
Early fall.
Really?
Not now. Now it's too cold.
Spring golf is pretty fun too.
Spring golf is fun, but the course is always super wet.
And it's brown.
Yeah.
But you have the whole year ahead of you.
Like when we were at the Ryder Cup, that time of year.
Oof.
That's the best time of year to golf.
That's nice.
It's like 55, 60. Course is green as shit. The leaves have turned, but they haven't fully dropped yet. But some have dropped, so you can still use the leaf rule. That's primetime golf season, baby.
Favorite game to play on the golf course?
Favorite game to play on the golf course? Wolf. Flippy cup. Yep. Flippy tippy cup.
Zoomy zoomy.
Hey, what do you call it? Flippy cup? Or do you call it tippy cup or flip cup?
Flip cup.
It's wrong.
It must be a South Dakota thing. It's must be a wall drug thing.
Must be a meth thing.
Must be that you're on meth.
Oh, yeah. We should probably explain that for people that don't know. Yeah.
I think they probably know. Like, South Dakota had a campaign against methamphetamine because a lot of people were on it, like Matt. No, he wasn't actually, but.
Our resident meth addict gardener. Yeah.
So the campaign slogan to get rid of meth was South Dakota, like, meth, we're on it. As in, like, we're fixing the problem.
Like we're on it. We're going to fix it.
We're going to fix this meth problem. But also like meth, we're on it. Like, are you taking meth? Is that taking meth? I don't know.
You do it?
Do you do meth?
Yeah. Do I personally? No, but like a meth user.
We can clip that out.
meth user would like the act of doing meth is, yeah, you're like doing meth.
So, but you would take drugs and meth is a drug.
But I don't think you'd say you don't take weed.
That's true. You don't do weed either.
Yeah, you do.
You smoke it.
I suppose.
Or you eat it.
Or you eat it. Or you drink it.
Allegedly.
Or you leave it on the ground because it's illegal.
Yeah. Or you give it to the cops if you find it anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever seen anything illegal on the golf course?
Lots of drinking and driving.
Jeez, Tyler.
The narc alarm!
Why would you bring light to that?
Oh, I know. I've literally ruined golf for the entire world now.
Because you know what? There's no law enforcement person out there who knows that people are drinking on the golf course and driving a motorized vehicle.
We're the first people to ever talk about it.
What an unbelievable course of events.
Yeah. Ryan, same questions to you. Every single one.
Fire them back.
What's your worst, your least favorite shot? Sand?
My least favorite shot is all of them right now.
Okay. Until you get your lessons in 2 months.
Correct.
What's your favorite drink on the Bev cart?
Depends on the time of day. But I will cycle through Bloody Marys in the morning, vodka Red Bull or vodka lemonade in the afternoon, or beer in the afternoon.
Okay. You ever do lemonade beers?
Fuck no.
You take a little bit of it's just a vodka lemonade with beer in it. It's really good.
Never had it.
Try it.
Okay. You like try it. A Bloody Mary.
No. Kay. I have. They're gross. What's your least favorite?
Least favorite drink? Probably like a gin and tonic.
Yeah, those are just gross all the time.
Gin and tonic together. Separate are
fine.
Not up my alley. I don't know. I'm going to prefer
I would
not.
Rather have a tonic without gin.
Yeah. I would rather have neither. But I would say gin and tonic.
Okay. I forgot your next question. Your favorite game to play on the golf course?
Favorite game to play on the golf course? Probably low score, low total. So this is a 2v2 game to where 1 point for low score of your team. So like, you know, I shoot a four, so my partner and the other two guys shoot a five. Mm-hmm. So I win low score for my team. And then me and my partner also win low total with a 4-5 for a 9 and a 5-5 for a 10. We beat that. So it's point system based.
So yeah, that's
one other guy.
The exact same thing as Wolf, except Wolf partners rotate.
Yeah, partners rotate. This is just the same partner for the whole round.
Yep.
So probably low score, low total.
Okay. All right. Got
what about
that.
Favorite time of year to golf?
Thanks, Matt.
I would say like 108 degrees at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the middle of July.
When the course is as crowded as possible.
Yeah.
And you haven't eaten anything all day and you've only had Bloody Mary, so your stomach is just a gross pit of tomato juice and sausage links.
You can't wear any form of cotton on your body, otherwise you'll just sweat right through it. I do like golfing in warm weather though. I like golfing in 85 degrees, 11 o'clock in the afternoon. I really like morning golf in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
8 a.m. tee time for 18 holes. You get done at like noon or noon 30. Probably favorite time.
I'm with you. Hands down the best.
In the summer.
I would way rather golf at dawn than dusk.
I would agree. I was thinking, what form of motorized vehicle that can't be a car or a golf cart would you want to take through 18 holes? It can be a bird scooter. It can be a hoverboard. It can be a motorized, it can be a one wheel.
I want one of those long boards that has a remote.
Yeah.
And a motor.
What are your thoughts on the motorized golf, the motorized push carts?
Take them or leave them.
Really?
Yep.
You have your own caddy at that point.
That doesn't tell me what to do though. That's not the best part about a caddy.
Not that you're going to listen to anything say anyway.
That's true.
Maybe I'll look into getting you one for Christmas. Motorized push cart.
Give me a bottle of peppermint schnapps instead.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I should have said that as my favorite drink.
Yeah, peppy schnapps.
I just don't drink that in bulk. Well, when I'm hitting a fuck ton of birdies, I do.
Jesus Christ, you are so cringy right now.
Nah, you ever had peppermint schnapps? Yeah, you had it with us the other day.
Literally with, like 2 weeks ago.
Couldn't have been any better time to break that out.
That was
for Cody's farewell round, and we shot some videos too. That was just a lot of fun in general.
Shot some videos.
Cody's farewell tour. Cody forgot a SD card on his last day, so he had to run back to the bunker and get a card so we could record.
Yep. Unbelievable.
Typical shit.
Events. Typical Cody.
Yep. All right. Should we wrap this shit up or what?
Yep. Guys, merch is still on the website, oyoubetcha.com. I know if you're listening down south, the courses are still open. They're starting to close up here in the Midwest, but we're going to make do with what we got. We'll try and get into Simulator League or something like that. So if you're going to be going out this weekend or the weekends going forward, hit the website, oyoubetcha.com. Check out the BevCart regular hats, the polos. We got You Betcha Golf. We got the breakfast ball, egg drop design. A lot of cool stuff on there. So, and Black Friday's coming up. What a great way to pay it back to your son, your husband, your wife.
Here's what
your daughter, any sort of Christmas present. Hook them up with some breakfast ball merch.
This is what you should do on Black Friday. Buy all of the gifts for the entire year. Get it out of the way. Get your Christmas gifts for everybody. Get your birthday gifts for everybody. Get your Father's Day, your Mother's Day. Get your gifts for everybody on Black Friday and just be done with it.
Yeah.
You don't have to
put
shop
them underneath your bed.
Right.
Save them for 6 months from now. Or get that person in your life something for their first round of the year. Hey, honey, I bought you a new driver.
Celebrate it.
I know you're going out for the first time this year. Here's a new Sim 2 extra stiff shaft driver that I got you.
Or a breakfast ball Bev Cart regular golf towel. Same thing. Both are as effective.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to need birthday gifts too. So birthday gifts, first round of the year gifts, birdie gifts. You know, if your husband or whoever hits a birdie, get him a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps
him out of the house.
A lot of good options, but oyoubetcha.com, breakfast ball, Bev Cart regular merch. Go check it out,
check
guys.
It out.
We'll see you next week. In episode 55.
58.
Whatever.
Love you.
Love you. Hell, that's a breakfast ball.